You are listening to The Bugcast, episode 394.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Incredibly loud but also incredibly short track was Odio Odiar by Malevo, who is coming from Mexico. Now, Caroline chose this track, but unfortunately there's no bio information about Malevo anywhere to be found, apparently. But a bit of hard rock to start off a show never really hurts anyone. If you'd like to find out more, if you can, indeed, about Malevo, I presume that's how it's pronounced, he has a Facebook page over at facebook.com/stuff. Don't do /stuff, because that'll go somewhere else. But the link you will find in our show notes at thebugcast.org, /show/394. So welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast at 394. That threw me out. I've screwed my own script up. There you go. on tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. We've probably got some stuff to talk about on the way through. In fact, I have a couple of things here from last week, which we deliberately carried forward this week. One of them Caroline was going to talk about, so hopefully she will join us later on. If you want to make sure you do not miss any of our shows, then please do subscribe to the show. You can find us on iTunes, Miro, Stitcher, and some other places as well. For full details of where you can find us, and there are probably some places missing, so if you find somewhere, please do let us know over at thebugcast.org/listen. Yes. So, let's crack on with some more music. This is actually a track that I pulled out of our suggestion box earlier in the earlier in the week. This is Van Susen's with Bricks, Not Stick or Straw.
Take every chance that comes along. You don't want this one to get away, 'cause if it all comes crashing down, oh, I will be there to build it up somehow. Right from the roof down to the floor, you know I'll make it stronger than it was before.
I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake, and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Oh, pain from start playing farce, looming and changing dark. Come to terms, I play my part, feign the guard, I really know I changed hard. Wishing I could fix that emotional mismatch, taking it slow, but I think fast, trying to live in the moment. Don't it feel so fleeting, never know it. Pessimistic proponent, try to find some closure. That the striving is hopeless, mind leads the body, that's noted. Stagnantly feeling flagrant, one day I'll say I made it. But don't think that today is portray a shameless basis. Tortured soul, left with no control, nothing left to show. Obsessive pedestal, see the results feel terrible. Reading the lines like herringbone, flaring fairly like pheromones. Lessons learned like a stepping stone, paving the way to let him go. Let him go, let him go, let him go. No 9 to 5s, trying to find a fit. How do you think I feel? Like kinda numb, she kinda dumb. It has no appeal, dividing some still arrive at one. So take my life and run, certainty of what my life's become. Certainly wasn't running unhurriedly when the night begun. I strive to know the truth, clearly struggle to know its use. Blocked it out, fought a lot of doubt, so I jot it down.
Never.
Oh, hello. Good grief. I do not know what happened there, but my button wasn't working. Sorry about that. That epic track was Yuri with Moments. For most, 2 a.m. is a moment of reprieve. For some, it's a moment of inspiration. Whilst others chase reality in dreams, Yuri makes his dreams a reality. His early life was marked by constant motion. Born in Minsk in Belarus, his family would eventually relocate to Kiryat Shmona in Israel, Toronto, Canada, and Little Rock, Arkansas. After four moves across four countries, Yuri arrived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a city he's proudly called home for over a decade. A graduate of the infamous Taylor Alderdice High School, Yuri's alma mater includes fellow Pittsburgh-based rappers Wiz Khalifa and Mac Miller. I didn't write these notes. Had I written them, I would have been able to say them. So if you want to find out more about Yuri, his website is at iamyuri.com. And that's Yuri spelt Y-U-R-Y. iamyuri.com. And before, take more water with it, yes. Before that, you heard Van Susans with their track Bricks, Not Sticks or Straw. Poet meets drummer boy meets guitar hero meets piano man meets rock band. That's the short account of Van Susans. They're an alternative folk rock band from London and Glasgow, and with a passion for harmonic melodies and a gift for love tales, the five members of the band are creating ear-smiling tunes that are sure to raise your spirit. I love that word, ear-smiling, because if you do smile, your ears move as well. Yeah, kind of thing. If you want to find out more about them, their website is at vansusans.com. That's Van, V-A-N, and then Susans, as in the plural of Susan. Thank you very much indeed to Yannick for dropping that track into our suggestion box over at thepodcast.org/suggest. As he was actually preparing to record this week's episode of Amped New Music Weekly. So if you want to head over and listen to that, you can do that at amped.musicpodcasting.org. And the most recent episode in there until next Monday is the one that Yannick recorded that also features that track. So now is the time to wave if you are sitting in our chat room and you want your name read out. So thank you very much indeed to a huge number of people that are actually listening to us live right now over at thebugcast.org/live. I would say we probably average somewhere between 8 and 10 live listeners on any given week. But for some reason, and I think that reason is probably Chalcolum, we have 16 live listeners at this very moment, and more than that, for some reason, sitting in our chat room. So let's call some names out. We have got Kevi, Alex UK, Chalcolom, Yannick, Bodhi, Kissimet, Gamey Chico 2, and some other people who haven't waved yet. Ian2773 is in the chat room as well. I said Chalcolom. This thing of waving, people don't take seriously because Kevi's waved twice. Yannick's waved about 15 times. Sandrine's waved. Lainey waved as well. But we've also, so we've got actually quite a few new people in the room. Bastian Ilso is also in there. It's one of the first time listeners. Kissimet, I think, is a first time listener, or certainly a first time visitor to the chat room. And some old favourites, Morph and MCSCX. Who we haven't seen for quite some time. So thank you very much indeed to everybody for listening to us. It's whilst we'll always be a podcast first, and the live show is just an added bonus, it kind of justifies us doing it when we have so many people in there. And it's buzzing in there this evening, which is really, really good to see. So then, let's crack on with some more music. This is The Sky Catching Fire with Monsters.
Britain, 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 the other name for the UK. Britain invented music in the 1960s, but other countries keep trying to steal it. Made in the UK show is a podcast put together by podcasters in the UK. It brings you the cream of British music, a little like an internet milkman. Listen to British music at madeintheukshow.co.uk. British music, are you getting enough?
Até parece boa, mas há dia em que a ventania chega carrega tudo ao redor. E a vida até parece boa. We'll be right back.
That was Marcello Cora e Castro with Ponta de Farca, or Farsa, possibly, actually. Oh, hello. That was weird. Now, he is, I presume it's a he, it could be a they, from Brazil. There's not a lot of biographical information about the band or the person around Tinterwebs. However, there are several albums and singles available for you on Jamendo, which of course you can download for free. You can find out more, if there is anything more. Again, this is one of Caroline's tracks, so I don't know much about the... Excuse me, about the artist. Ooh, shouldn't eat that close to a show, should I? Over at facebook.com/ Marcello Cora e Castro. Links will be in our show notes at thebugcast.org, of course. So I'm not going to spell it out for you because I'll probably get that wrong as well. Before that, you heard The Sky Catching Fire with their track Monsters. Now, I did practice this, so hopefully I won't get it wrong. They are from Mission Vallejo in California. Now, it started as home recordings of a street performer called Thomas Munro, who literally used to sing for his supper when he was out of work. And then Steve Ybarra, who is a drummer, liked what he heard, and they formed a duo and began playing shows around Orange County last year, in fact, in 2015. They then teamed up with Orange County Music Lead. So The Sky Catching Fire has built a reputation for energetic live shows, captivating onlookers with punky rhythms, erratic vocal stylings, and punctuated by Thomas Munro's original poetry and socially conscious message. The Blue EP, which will be the duo's first offering, will be coming out in 2016, and they'll be doing some touring around that as well. And the best place to go for more of their stuff is over at SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/ The Sky Catching Fire. Right, waiting for Caroline to come along because she has a discussion topic that she wants to pick up that she meant to talk about last week, but for some reason it didn't get included. Something else we missed last week, and I have been quite rightly chastised for missing it, and that is the sad passing of the Eagles guitarist Glenn Frey, who died on the 19th, I think it was, of January, at the age of 67. So apparently he had some fairly major illnesses going on, rheumatoid arthritis, colitis, pneumonia, and he had some complications surrounding that and sadly died. But for somebody like me, who was born in the 70s and grew up in the 80s, the Eagles were definitely a defining band for me. And although I wasn't necessarily into the country Americana, which is essentially what the Eagles were before they kind of became a lot more popular with a small p, to appeal to the larger masses, having now heard some of their popular stuff and then going back to what they actually started out with, I really, really like it. And I have to say that singing Hotel California karaoke is one of my favourite ones to do. Not necessarily for the listeners, however. And also, in music news, the founder and singer-guitarist of Jefferson Airplane, which is a rock band from the 1960s, died today, in fact, at the age of 74. So, you know, we're not even at the end of January, and there are so many legendary and influential people from like my childhood and beyond that have died so far this year, which is really quite sad. So, yeah. Little bit of sad news. Now, again, like I said, I was waiting for Caroline to come along so she can talk about the discussion that she wanted to have about the Oscars. But she's not around at the moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the next pair of songs, and then hopefully she'll be back with us, and then we'll have that conversation then. So this is Lost Souls on Broadway with Lay Me Down.
We'll be right back. Halló, itt Budapest. Ide figyeljenek, emberek! Ez egyik legjobb Creative Commons zenei műsor hallható. A címe? The Bugcast. Éjjel-nappal megtalálható. TheBugcast.org oldalon. A viszont hallásra!
Found is a getaway plan. It's a one-person home for by the way. I'm here, but I don't feel great or sound particularly like me. But here we go. That was Daniel Catarino with Life After Grief. From Portugal, Daniel Catarino has actually appeared before on the podcast, but under the name Ocean Sea. He's a singer-songwriter. He's released music under his own name and several aliases, including Ocean Sea and Long Desert Cowboy and Landfill. And he's also a member of Portuguese bands Uani Nual, Bicho de Mato, Orijo, and a few others. He's released 3 records in English so far. And he has over 500,000 listeners on Jamendo alone.
That's good.
And this particular track was kind of added within the last couple of weeks or so. So there you go. You can find out more by checking out facebook.com/CatarinoDaniel.
Excellent. And before that, you heard Lost Souls on Broadway with the track Lay Me Down. For over 2 decades, Lost Souls on Broadway visionary Mark Sarrow has valiantly persevered as a professional in the finicky music industry through intrepid artistic exploration and reinvention.
That sounded like you said arsey.
Now he announces the culmination of his journey with the album Anthems for the Fallen by his new band Lost Souls on Broadway. We have all the people in our lives who are cynical and say things that hold us back. For me, the album title signifies a call to arms for people to get out there and do what they love, he reveals. His website is at lostsoulsonbroadway.com. Thank you very much indeed to Cyber PR for pointing us in his direction. Yeah, awesome stuff. Well, a couple of Cyber PR tracks this week, actually. Always good.
Yeah.
Anyway, you had something you wanted to say.
I was going to just talk about the Oscars diversity row. Row? Blimey. So basically, it came out in the news that a few people, including Jad Pinkett Smith, I can't remember the names, Will Smith and a few other people, were going to boycott the Oscars because they felt like it was too white and that black people were not being given recognition. And there's a couple of things on that. It shouldn't be about whether the person is black or white. It should be about what films were out in that period of time and whether anybody, whichever colour, gender, whatever, were good enough to be put forward with an award. But looking underneath the surface, what they were saying is the majority of the panel that vote happen to be late 50s, early 60s, white males who tend to vote for the same sort of thing all the time. So forget about whether people saying that it's racist or it's not diverse as to who was being voted for. I think what the real issue there was that the panel wasn't diverse enough because the panel didn't represent women, young, old. There was not enough spread.
But how do you determine which social group should be represented at what proportion? What about vegetarians, gay people?
Oh, I know. I think, though, what it just needs to be is not to be the same old every year and to have an open board where there are representations from all walks of life.
It needs to be inclusive and that's as far as it needs to go.
Yes. The since we've talking about this, the Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences, who are the ones that do the voting, have, in a unanimous vote on the 21st of January, have decided that in the light of the current issues, that they will stop the lifetime voting rights, because that's kind of how they got in the rut. Some people were given lifetime voting rights, which meant that it wasn't ever a change in who was going to be there. which really sounds positive until you read, but we're committed to doubling the number of women and diverse members of the Academy by 2020. So why is it going to take 4 years?
It doesn't matter how long it takes. Why set a target for the number of people that should be represented in certain situations? If you request a random selection, a truly random selection from a pot of people, you're not going to get an equal proportion of males and females, straight and gay, married and single, vegetarian and carnivores. It's just going to happen the way it happens. There's no...
Nearly every year that I followed the Oscars, there has been a pretty sure idea of who's going to be nominated based on box office and things like that. But then there's also been the ones where, when they haven't been nominated, there's been backlash because why wasn't it nominated? And I think that just shows you that no matter how many people are up for whatever in a year, there's always going to be someone disappointed. You're never going to please everybody.
No.
The Academy did say that as while it's going to take up until 2020 before they can sort something out, they are going to immediately increase it by establishing 3 new governor seats that will be nominated by the president for the 3-year term. Part of me thinks they're just going to nominate a token minority of whichever ilk so that they can say, look what we've done. But 3 against however many there is usually, will they have a say? But again, it shouldn't be about colour or gender. It should be about which film struck a chord and did well. Charlotte Rampling, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
She,
the last who was in Broadchurch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gave a counter-argument that said she suggested that the people saying that they were going to boycott the Oscars because it's not diverse enough was in itself a reverse form of racism and an anti-white message. She's since slightly retracted it, but I think she poses a good point of view. There's so many different points of view on this. You can't... How am I going to word it without... I don't feel very well, so I'm probably not going to come across very well, but I think what she's trying to say is racism isn't just against black or minority. Racism can be the opposite way as well.
I think Kevy's summed it up really well. Positive discrimination is crazy and does not work for the best. The best person for the job is something that I'm a firm believer in.
Sorry.
Noisy. There should be no discrimination, positive or negative.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more.
It's one of those things, and it's defining what discrimination is as well. As an example, look at job adverts. Some would say that you can't discriminate and say who isn't or isn't available for that, you know, suitable for that type of job. But there are certain jobs that you've got to. Because, for instance, somebody expected to work in an Amazon factory where they'll be on their feet for 11 hours a day, they'll be under time pressures, they've got to walk across a factory now in quick time. You couldn't give that job to somebody who isn't physically able, or that they were blind, or they were not healthy enough to do it. You can't say that in the advert, but somebody who is unable to tick the boxes of the role won't get it. There'll be certain roles where, say it's in a female prison and it's people that need a female prisoner. you've got to discriminate in that case, because a male role would not fit in that particular, and vice versa, if it was in a male prison and they needed a, like you get in airport staff, you always have a female person to do those. So there's certain things where... Well,
that's supported by law.
That isn't discrimination. But people see it as discrimination. And it's just one of those things that sometimes I think as a society, we're just too sensitive on too many things. And I think we make problems where there aren't problems.
Yeah, and not just in terms of discrimination either.
No, in lots of different things.
Mm.
So, and somebody said, and if you have a panel of old white male duffers, that's what Chalklum said.
Yeah.
So in a way, we're discriminating against them because we're judging them because they're all middle-aged white men.
So we're middle-aged white menist.
Yeah.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I think it all depends on what film got the... There'll be certain films out there that get traction because either it's not necessarily just the box office. For instance, Star Wars will have made mega bucks at the box office, unlikely to win an Oscar for the Best Actor award because the leads in the film are relatively unknowns, and what made the film is probably the special effects and the legacy of the franchise.
Yeah.
But there are some years it'll be a film where it didn't do stunningly at the box office, but it struck a chord. I think The Artist one year, which was a silent film, did really well. But I won't say it was the... People wouldn't have been queuing out the door to go see it.
No.
But there was something about it that was different, clever, and it all gelled together.
What's the name of that litmus test that Colin always used to refer to? That was the ratio measurement of whether a film was dominated by male actors.
Is it the Mary Sue test? No,
it's something like that.
Mary Sue is the whether a female character is written as a doormat, basically, as an example.
Oh, that might be what I'm talking about. That there has to be, you know, a female in there with another female, or I can't remember what it is, but it's that kind of test, the existence of that kind of test that actually precipitates the whole positive discrimination thing.
I mean, if you take the National TV Awards in this country, majority of that is voted for in TV magazines by the public. I think it's a weighting system, so the public is a potential, you know, part of the... And then there's a small panel.
Mm.
What you get there, though, is you're only going to get a certain part of the population voting, the ones that buy the magazine,
yeah,
which are unlikely to be youngsters.
They'll be daytime TV watchers.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Which means every year it's the same soap that'll win, it's the same daytime thing that'll win, because that's the demography that you're reaching, even though there is a wider demography who, had they have voted, would have completely changed the vote. But I think in a way they want it to just be the magazine people because it's a nice controlled group and they can predict roughly what's going to happen.
On the subject of the National Television Awards, can I just say, only in this country could a pair of television presenters win an award, go out, get absolutely lashed, and then turn up the following day for their programme dressed in the same clothes they were wearing the night before on live TV, still hungover and possibly still drunk, and they get celebrated for it. I love this country.
But what else were they doing that night? They were at Anton Deck's house playing Pie Face.
Yes, indeed they were. We're talking about Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby.
But what that made me really, really like is the fact that it doesn't matter how in the public eye you are and how big the event is, you still just want to go back to your house with your mates and have a good time.
Exactly. They're human beings. And those mentioning those four, Ant Dec, Phil Schofield, and Hollywood, I don't think you can get more down to earth group of people, to be honest with you. Hey ho.
Oh, Kevy says you can vote for the NTAs online. There you go, I'm beyond behind the times. He also says the one that he always thinks about is the General Teaching Council, who put out a magazine with Chinese, African and Indian school pupils on the cover and had the slogan, "The Faces of Scottish Education." But 95% of Scottish pupils are white, and that's where positive discrimination goes too far.
But there's probably some guidelines in the local LEA that says you need to, you know, include a proportionate representation of ethnic groups, even though it isn't, and you needn't apologise.
It was Lainey that mentioned voting for the NTAs online.
I couldn't imagine Kevy talking about the NTAs.
I will give you an example of a discrimination gone too far, or a political correctness gone too far. I went to college with somebody called Richard Brown, who was black. We were taken to one side without him having any input, and as a class told, we weren't allowed to call him Richard Brown in case we offended him.
But that's his name.
Exactly his comment. But the teacher had taken it on a front on his behalf that when people call him Brown, he might get offended. And he said, if somebody called me Brown referring to my colour of my skin, yes, I'd probably get a bit of beat off. If they call me Richard Brown, that's my name, I'll answer to it. But that teacher assumed that she was doing him a favour. But actually what she did was make something out of nothing, which just got ridiculed, and it's always stuck with me that.
Yeah, starved.
So
anywho, so people, next week, the Bugcast episode 395. Will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 5th of February at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Now, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can send us... Excuse me, there's a fly buzzing around. I was trying to get it and missed. You can send us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. And of course, we're also on the social networks. Full details about that over at our website at thebugcast.org. Now then, because next week is episode 395, that means you have 5 weeks to get in your suggestions for episode 400, Listener's Choice Show. We have had some suggestions come through already. Thank you very much indeed to those who have made track suggestions so far. But it is not too late. You have plenty of time, but don't leave it too late. If you head along to our suggestion box at thebugcast.org/suggest and let us know which track, which one track has really stood out to you since episode 353 onwards. And then what we'll do is we'll collate all of that information together and we'll do a listener's best of for episode 400. So it is last track time and we're going to play another track from the Mad Pix project who we played last week. We played their track Wish You Were Here. But this track they're about to play was published on Jamendo only 2 days ago. So I'm going to base on that the fact that it is actually a brand new track, not just that it's been uploaded recently. Mad Pix project is from Munich in Germany. You can find them at madpix-online.de. The track we're going to leave you with is called Loaded Gun, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
This escape is a loaded gun. It's a bullet into the sun, shining light over everyone. Till the moon evicts another one. Burning fire elevates the night. Shadows dance in the candlelight. Smoke and mirrors tell us we're alright. As long as the stars, they keep on shining bright.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.